Hi, this is Brandon. Thank you for purchasing Total Focus. The inspiration behind this book had to do with my personal journey and struggle through entrepreneurship since leaving the SEAL teams in 2006. I started a business, lost a business. When I lost everything a month later, my wife asked me for a divorce. So I went from zero, you know, in a very tough and challenging space, but really tried to use the lessons that I had learned in the SEAL teams. And as a Navy SEAL sniper instructor, we focus a lot on positive psychology, mental management. And so these are real stories of myself and my friends in business. And it's all real experience. So this is an experience share. There are talkers and doers in the world. So what I try to focus on is the doers and give you, the listener, real stories from real people who have struggled and accomplished things. And hopefully you'll enjoy the book. I appreciate it and enjoy.
Penguin Random House Audio presents Total Focus, Making Better Decisions Under Pressure by Brandon Webb with John David Mann. Read for you by Jonathan McLean. Knowing the path and walking the path are two very different things. This book is dedicated to the ultimate pathwalker, the entrepreneur. Concentration is the secret of strength in politics, in war, in trade, in short, in all management of human affairs. Ralph Waldo Emerson, The Conduct of Life. Man's basic vice is the act of unfocusing his mind, the suspension of his consciousness, which is not blindness, but the refusal to see, not ignorance, but the refusal to know. Ayn Rand, The Objectivist Ethics. Chase two rabbits, both will escape. Russian proverb. Introduction. Staring through my scope at the man in my crosshairs, I take a slow breath. An Afghan farmer. An Afghan farmer with a rifle slung casually over his shoulder. A farmer who looks a lot like someone trying not to look like someone who's up to something he shouldn't be. I feel the pressure of my finger against the metal trigger. Feel that pressure slowly increase. January 2002. I'm standing sniper overwatch for my SEAL platoon as they approach a group of villagers in this mountain community in northeast Afghanistan for an exploratory chat. Everything seems cool. Everything looks innocent. Except for that farmer. Something is off. The thing is, these are Pashtun people. Exactly the kind of people who, a few years from now, and in this same region, will shield Marcus, lone survivor, Luttrell, from the men trying to kill him. Our goodwill with these folks is a precious commodity, especially because we're out here in Taliban country. If I shoot this guy, and it turns out he is as innocent as he's trying to appear, we can kiss that goodwill goodbye, and I will have to live with his blood on my hands for the rest of my life. But if I don't shoot him, and it turns out he was up to no good after all, some of our guys could get hurt as a result. Hurt or dead. I can't call this in. There's no more intel to gather. It is what it is, and it's up to me. I have a decision to make. Do I pull the trigger? I took a deep breath and looked down at my laptop. It was now 12 years later, and I was no longer in the service. I was sitting at the bar of the Jane Hotel in New York City, staring at an email that held an offer to buy my business for $15 million. Amazing, I thought, considering that only a few years earlier I'd been broke, no, worse than broke, with a negative net worth, because I'd owed nearly $100,000 after my first business venture collapsed around me, taking all my life savings with it. And now, here I sat, my new business barely 2 years old, and this big media company was trying to buy it from me for $15 million. Amazing, all right. Still, something was off. If I said yes, I would be $15 million richer, arguably set for life. It would mean I'd won, right? But it would also mean the business I'd built with my own hands, for a community I cared about deeply, would no longer be in my control. And the people who'd built it with me, what would happen to them? I couldn't call this one in either. I had all the information I was going to have. There was no more advice to ask for or guidance to seek. It was what it was, and it was my call. I had a decision to make. Do I pull the trigger? Do I shoot the farmer? Do I take the offer? Both of these are decisions that, once made, can't be unmade. There's a lot of blood involved in one, a lot of money in the other. Both could affect the lives of a lot of other people, to say nothing of my own, for years to come. The two situations are different in 1,000 ways, similar in 1 handful of ways, but identical in one. They both require total focus. Before I tell you the outcome of those two scenarios, I should probably give you my resume. Here's the 2-minute version. Tossed out of the house at the age of 16, spent the first 13 years of my adult life in the U.S. Navy, where I served in a SEAL platoon in Afghanistan immediately following 9/11. Back in the States, rose through the ranks of SEAL snipers to the top position as course master, and helped redesign the entire SEAL sniper training program, the schoolhouse that produced a generation of legendary snipers, including Marcus Luttrell, Chris Kyle, American Sniper, and a ton of others you've never heard of, but who were just as effective on the battlefield. After leaving the service, traded my sniper rifle for a MacBook Air, signed up for a new career as an entrepreneur, spent the next few years going through business training in the School of Hard Knocks, years that were nearly as brutal as my time going through BUDS, basic underwater demolition SEAL training, and the rest of SEAL training, maybe more so. Raised millions of dollars and lost it all, my brainchild beaten to death by nuisance lawsuits in the California courts. Sat in my car on the La Jolla coast, staring out at the Pacific Ocean, and made the phone call to my lawyer that killed the business for good. Soon after which, my wife filed for divorce. Full stop. End of first minute. After getting my teeth kicked in, forced to regroup and reinvent myself. Took a corporate job as an executive with a defense/aerospace company, where I was put in charge of $40 million in business related to a classified communications program. A cherry post, but with the blood of entrepreneurship coursing through my veins, I felt like a caged rat. To feed my creative side, accepted a writing job for a military website where I ended up running and hosting one of its most successful blogs with millions of monthly viewers. Noticed that when it came to special operations content, there was a gaping hole on the internet. You could read a book or watch a movie about spec ops, but there was no solid, legitimate source of information online, at least not until February 2012, when I left that post and founded SoftRep.com, a veteran-run special operations news site. Leveraging SoftRep's rapidly growing following, acquired and or created additional sites and built these digital properties into Hurricane Group, Inc., which today is the fastest-growing military and outdoor content network on the internet, reaching tens of millions of men monthly in over 220 countries through its websites, online TV, internet radio, earned media partners that syndicate our content and link back to us, and our e-commerce clubs business. In the spring of 2014, received an unsolicited acquisition offer from Scout Media, backed by MTV founder Bob Pittman's private equity company, The Pilot Group, to purchase Hurricane for $15 million in stock and cash. End of resume. In the course of these two careers, I've realized something. The core principles it takes to achieve excellence in special operations are the same fundamental principles it takes to accomplish great things in business. Or, for that matter, in life. It might surprise you to see a former Navy SEAL sniper writing a book on business, but it makes sense. The training, mindset, and experience that go into building a special operations warrior are perfectly attuned to the sensibilities it takes to be an accomplished business owner and entrepreneur. In the SEAL teams, we're not taught simply to obey orders.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?